This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
301-230-0980, the number right here on the Hoffman Show, right here on the Team 980. We're always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey apps. The youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham, taking it up to 6:30 before we dish things over to our coverage of Hoyas basketball. Coming up in about 45 minutes, our pal Mitch Tischler, one half of the Beltway Football Podcast, going to join us to talk all things burgundy and gold. We'll ask him about the big news of this afternoon. The Washington Commanders are moving, or have moved, one step closer to a return to RFK with the bill passing the Senate committee, advancing to the Senate floor for a full vote. And it feels like right now, based on the quote from the team spokesman, based on some conversations folks in this building have had with folks over in Ashburn, today was a very big step in the eventual return of Commanders football to Washington, D.C. A massive, massive step. A step that, quite frankly, a couple of months ago, we didn't know whether or not this day would happen because of Senator Steve Daines. And I know the usual host on this radio program proverbially put his foot up Steve Daines' ass a couple of weeks ago, and I loved it. Loved every bit of it. Now that Steve Daines and his positioning, his stance has changed, we can now shift our focus to what really matters when it comes to the Commander Stadium and where it is going to be next. Because see, as exciting as this is for the fan base, as exciting as this is for the team, some of the players, I'm sure, some of the ones that are from this area, like a John Allen, a Cleveland Farrell, guys that know how important the district is to the franchise, it means a lot to you. But the one thing I will not omit, the one thing I will not forget about, is someone's got to pay for this. Stadiums do not come free of charge. Shocker, right? I know some of you all believe that, but no. In order to have all the nostalgia return, in order for all the feels to be back like the old days, it's going to cost a pretty, pretty penny. And my question now is, well, who does the pretty penny come from? It is my belief, and I've long said this ever since we first engaged in stadium conversation, I've long said that, look, Josh Harris and the 21 limited partners, in my opinion, should foot a majority of the bill for a new Commander Stadium. They should. It's the right thing to do. And I understand a lot of the times in our society, the right thing doesn't always happen. Well, guess what? This is one of those times where not only do I think the right thing will happen, I'm going to go out on a limb and say the right thing must happen. If Josh Harris and Mark Eyne are genuinely stewards of this community the way that they sell themselves to be, this is the perfect opportunity to help DC's economy, to help Maryland's economy, boom. Not just some small return on an investment. I'm talking about an economic boom. That is the potential that a new stadium has, whether it's in DC, whether it's in Maryland. I look at DC in particular in terms of who could use the economic boom the most. Because I walk around D.C. every day. We work here. This city is not in the state that it should be from an economic standpoint, from a safety standpoint. So there's work to be done. There's plenty of work to be done. I think Josh Harris and the Washington Commanders, if they choose that DC is where they want to end up, I think they should foot a majority of that bill. Now, if Maryland is where this new stadium ends up, and let's be real here, Maryland is a very real possibility as well. I'll even take it a step further. I think Maryland may be the more realistic location for a new Commander stadium. But the bottom line is this, whether it's in D.C., whether it's in Maryland, if this community and team means so much to Josh Harris and the Josh Harris ownership group, what a perfect chance to invest in it and make it a safer, better place to live. I'm Linnell Willingham, and I approve this message. Seriously, though, like this is the difficult conversations that must be had. And I understand some folks are worn out by the stadium conversation. I understand some folks are like me, where I really could care less, right? I'm a tax-paying citizen of D.C. and Maryland. So it is what it is. Someone's going to have to foot the bill, right? I understand the nostalgia. I understand the potential benefits, but when we look at it from an economic standpoint, it's got to make sense. And to me, that is what I care about most. This new stadium project making sense financially, whether it's in Maryland or DC. And notice I am quietly omitting Virginia from the conversation. I think this is a D.C. and Maryland discussion. The question is this a D.C. and Maryland bidding war? And if that is the case, which jurisdiction is in better position to fork out public funding for a new stadium? That matters in this conversation. It's not all about the old RFK. It's not all about how you used to look when you used to go to the old RFK. It's not about any of the memories. It's a part of it. But in the grand scheme of things, the reality is this is a financial decision. The bigger question is, what kind of financial decision is this? Because there are benefits for DC. There are benefits for Maryland. So I understand why both jurisdictions are eager to house the stadium. I get it. I get it, totally. My thing is, which jurisdiction is in a better position to fork out public funding for it? And let's just be honest here, right? Let's use the Tennessee Titans as an example. When you talk about what type of money is going to be spent, the new Nissan Stadium is estimated to cost $2.2 billion. How does this money break down? $1.2 billion is coming from the city of Nashville. $840 million are coming from the Titans. And that's kind of how they're piecing that thing together. But in reality, right, let's just put D.C. and Maryland in Nashville's position. Who is in, if I was to ask you straight up right now, knowing the state of D.C. and Maryland, which jurisdiction is in a better position economically to fork out $1.26 billion? I think we all know the answer to that question. So it then leads me to this. First and foremost, who should pay for a new Commander Stadium if it ends up in D.C. or Maryland? And then the other question I now want to look at is, who is most likely to get the new stadium? Is it D.C. or is it Maryland? Like I said, Virginia is not a part of this discussion. I just don't realistically think that the Commanders are willing to get in bed with Virginia to get a deal done. Now, the one thing that we talked about a lot over the summer when this conversation came up is there are a ton of benefits and there are a ton of drawbacks to bringing a stadium to D.C. I want to look at D.C. in particular right now. Jobs will be created. There are more opportunities for the city to make money. And like I said at the top, it is a massive opportunity to benefit the local economy. Why is that important? Because if you bring in more money as a jurisdiction, if you're D.C. and you can bring in more money and the economy could boom, guess what you now get to do? I don't get any more notifications saying that D.C. public schools are defunding extracurricular activities. I don't get any more notifications saying that D.C. is defunding Metro or defunding the police. That, to me, is what it is all about. That, to me, is what it is all about. Which jurisdiction needs to help the most? And I get that's just a fraction of the conversation, but it's a big part that I care about. But there are a bunch of different things at hand with this. 301-230-0980 is the number. Who should pay for a new Commander's Stadium if it ends up in D.C. or if it ends up in Maryland? And then when we get back, I'll tell you which jurisdiction I think is most likely to end up with the new stadium. Your calls plus my thoughts next on the Team 980.